Thank you very much. First of all, thank you to the UNCTAD for inviting me into this panel. If you could show my slide, I think there are a few points that I would like to address, yeah, regarding your questions. Next slide, please. So first of all, I would like to take an example of the lithium battery supply chain. It's a complex ecosystem. It involves many minerals other than nickel. Yeah. So if you see here, it doesn't only involve nickel, cobalt, and manganese, but it also involves copper. It also involves aluminum. It also involves graphite, and it requires a lot of processing technology. So this is the reality that we are facing today. Using this illustration, as you can see here, on the critical mineral resources, no single country can supply all critical minerals needed for energy transition. In Indonesia, we do have nickel. We are the biggest nickel producer and the biggest nickel reserve in the world. We do have aluminum, we do have copper, we do have cobalt. But we don't have lithium, we don't have graphite, which is also necessary to make the lithium battery. So there is no single country, I believe, in the world that can fulfill everything required to create this lithium battery supply chain. And as you can see here, China, for the last several years, has a domination on the battery material processing technology. But mainly, this is because of the significant investment on the research and development. As you can see here on the left side, the China shares on the extraction and processing of key battery metals is significant. On the extraction, they make only control about 20%, but on the processing, they control about 70%. It's also the same for nickel and the cobalt. We cannot blame China because of this one, because they spend the investment on the research and development that is required to make this processing technology more efficient and affordable. And on the right side, as you can see, for the battery components, the cathode, the anode, electrolyte, separator, cell, they also develop a significant technology to process further the raw material. And this is also mainly due to their investment on the research and development. So the reality today, China is very important, yeah, for this critical mineral processing for the energy transition. We cannot ignore China because the investment that they have and the technology that they are developing on this area. What we are seeing today, I think, is the increased protectionism, and every country would like to have their own supply chain. I give you an example on the Inflation Reduction Act. The U.S. in 2021, issued this regulation to give a significant incentive for the investment of the battery materials and the critical minerals, yeah, that is required for the electric vehicle. They provide a huge incentive, but they also limit some of these countries that can participate on the project. For example, they have the regulation on the foreign entity of concern that will exclude for the materials or the component to get the incentive if this component or materials is coming from a foreign entity of concern. There is nothing wrong with this policy because this is depend on every country that they would like to set up the critical mineral or their energy transition policy. But what we would like to emphasize is that we have to be realistic in this world. If we want to achieve the same target on the energy transition, if we want to achieve reduce global warming, then we have to work together. We cannot just exclude one country against the other, or, you know, developing an alliance that, you know, I think will not beneficial, yeah, for the future energy transition. Yes, you may want to compete with China, compete with the Indonesia, or compete with other country in terms of this processing, but it has to be done in a good way, not to create a harm on our energy transition target. Yeah. I think this is very important point. The reality now what we have seen in Indonesia, because we have investment from China, we have investment from South Korea, we have investment from Europe. The China technology on this lithium battery supply chain is 10 to 15 years ahead of the other country. So if you want to play catch up, then you need to spend the investment to develop the technology. But if you are doing excluding China on this supply chain, on this processing technology, I don't think our target for the energy transition can be achieved in a time frame that we want. I think this is very important point. The other one, I think, to implement traceability and transparency system. This is the model that we are developing in Indonesia. Basically, you need to identify where is the raw material coming from up to the mining area, so that you can identify whether this mining company, whether this mining area follow a proper ESG practice or not. And I think we see an increased demand for this system coming from automakers, coming from the battery material producer, coming from the lithium battery producer in the world. This is going to be very important, especially for developing country, to develop the system so that we can trace the source of the critical minerals that is required for this energy transition. We cannot just produce the nickel, the critical minerals, with harming the environment that is not beneficial for our fight against the global warming. So I think this is also very important. So I think to conclude my answer, it is very important for us to work together, not excluding one country against the other, but also to balance the supply chain, pushing the developed country to also spend an investment on this technology so that they can compete as well with the other country who already in advance earlier. Yeah. But as a developing country who has significant reserve, yeah, especially on the nickel for this energy transition, Indonesia committed to supply well of the demand of the nickel. We don't want to make a high nickel price, which is unnecessary, which is will create a problem on this energy transition. We want to create a balanced price so that the miners, the smelter can make a profit, sustainable practice can be implemented, but at the same time, the EV makers, the battery materials, the customer of this electric vehicle also can purchase the product affordable. I think this is also very important. We cannot just make high price of these critical minerals so that it will create a problem to the customer. I think that will conclude my answer. Thank you so much.